Busy weekend. A lot of stuff happening.
Right.
Over the weekend.
It was very busy weekend.
How was yours? Was it good?
Busy.
How was your paint and sip, by the way?
So much fun. We had a great time. I had a good time, at least.
Seemingly, everybody from WTUZ showed up, or at least all the females, right?
One, two, three of them.
Who was all there? Did you have Joanne?
No.
Joanne! Joanne. She was all about it.
She
wanted to paint a canvas, she told me.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So
Mary
anyway.
Came and Brooke came and Kate came.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very cool. And you had like a whole bunch of people there too, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 40-something people?
Oh, well, I overestimated.
You overestimated?
Yeah, I was like 20.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, half that. No harm, no foul.
But it was good time.
More sipping or more painting went down that evening.
Sipping and socializing.
Sipping and socializing. That's what it's all about.
Right.
What it's all about. Hey, royal wedding, too. Listen, I saw your tweets
early
in the morning. You were up and you were ready to go.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't sleep.
Was it like Christmas for you?
I was so excited.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, what did you think of the royal wedding? Extravagant, obviously.
Oh, it was dreamy. It was so dreamy. First of all, I just loved how they look at each other. You can tell that they're just madly in love. Whenever he pulled the veil over her face
right.
and he pulled it back, just the look in their eyes and the way that they were staring at each other, you could just tell that they're so madly in love.
Don't get all cheesy, please.
Why? It was so cute. And he like bit his lip and it was just like, oh, he loves her so much.
Wow.
But she looked classic. A lot of people were saying that they didn't like her dress because they thought it was a little too plain.
A little underwhelming.
But I think less is more. I thought she looked really pretty. She looked classic. I think 20 years from now, you'll look at that and you'll think, wow, she just looks so stunning. And I thought that on Saturday morning. I thought she looked stunning.
Listen, my wife made a good point while we were watching this thing.
I like how you told me on Friday, I'm not watching that, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
and then I get a text late Saturday, I got sucked into the royal wedding.
Yeah, I did get sucked in. I was up. The wife was up. She had it on. The boys were up and everything. Listen, by the way, my kids were enamored with some of the music that was going on and the festivities.
Yeah.
I mean, little baby James was just staring at the TV.
Jamming?
I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he's going to be a little prince one day.
Aww.
Who knows? But, yeah, I was up, so it was on. What else is on at 6 a.m. in the morning? besides the royal freaking wedding. So,
right.
Yeah, I got all caught up. But, no, my wife made a good point. She said, listen, now Meghan Markle, she's pretty, right? She's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Now, but in some of the pictures I've seen her in, and even on her old show, Suits, that was on like USA or something, she looks a lot better there than she did on her wedding day in terms of makeup,
how it was all
done up and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just a tad underwhelming, like I said.
Well, I mean, maybe that's who she is.
That dress was simple, though.
Very simple.
I mean, there was nothing fancy about it.
Mm-mm.
It was white, and that was about it. That veil, though, didn't they say the veil or the headband of that veil went back to, like,
it was 30s Queen Mary's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so after the wedding took place, they started revealing information of, like, how it was made and, like, the thought process into it. I guess on the veil, every little scallop was something to do with the royal family, like, the tree of the royal family, like, each member
like
the
lineage or something.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting. Did you see her reception dress, though?
I didn't see that.
Dang.
She
looked good.
Speaking of dresses, leave it up to the only the queen could wear a lime green dress to her grandson's wedding. Well, listen, whatever she wants to do, she's the queen.
Right.
Her face is on the money, so whatever she wants to wear.
I think she's so cute. I just wanted to squeeze her little cheeks. My sister says that she looks intimidating, but I think she just looks so lovely.
Don't squeeze too hard. Don't squeeze her too hard.
Did you see her husband? Duke of Edinburgh?
No, I didn't.
So they're both very, she's 92.
Okay, yeah, I knew she was up there.
I think he's 96 or 98,
okay.
Something like that. He looks rough.
Lizzie looking rough?
Yeah. But I mean, he's getting around.
Michelle, he's 98 years
old. I know.
What do you expect?
But I watched him walk out and I was like, wow. I'm impressed that he's walking for how old he is, but he looks old.
What's his name again?
The Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip.
Do you think the Queen and Prince Philip still, you know?
No.
You know, you think they, I mean, she's always happy and in a good mood, so I don't know. You never know. She has great hair. You never know.
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
But listen, with the way Harry has acted in his past, but now he's a married man. He's done with all that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling the reception was probably
off the hook.
One for the ages.
Oh, yeah.
One for the books. They'll be talking about that.
Did you know that two of his ex-girlfriends attended the wedding?
Yeah, what's up with that?
That's weird. I would never do that.
Is that protocol over there?
I don't know.
Is that protocol?
That's bizarre.
How about some of the celebrities there? Oprah was there, right?
Oh, yeah. She looked cute.
Elton John was in the house. I saw James Corden.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that well-connected. I know he's from over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know he had it like that.
Yeah.
Who else was there that I maybe didn't see?
Serena Williams was there.
Oh, by the way, was she sleeping at one point?
Serena?
I could have swore I saw her sleeping.
I don't know.
I know she just had a baby, and it's rough right now, girl. Listen,
we had our baby on the same day.
You're lying.
I swear.
Wow. And it's rough, right? I mean,
it's rough, but I would not be sleeping at the royal wedding.
Parenthood is rough. Anytime you can get a wink in, you got to it in. And I think I caught her sleeping at one point.
Did you see Victoria Beckham and her husband?
Yeah, yes, yes, yeah. Posh Spice and David Beckham.
I felt like she was dressed for a funeral. I'm like, why are you wearing that? She just didn't look very cute.
In all black?
No, and she literally looked like she was going to a funeral. Then her husband, on the other hand.
Well, I mean, it was essentially Harry's funeral, after all.
Oh, my
God.
You
think about it. Anytime. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was an extravagant. By the way, that old school, how about the old school Rolls Royce that they took to the castle in?
Very cool.
That was unbelievable. I wonder how much that car is worth, to be honest. That old school.
Your guess is as good as mine.
I mean, that's like a mobster car. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I mean, think about like back in the 30s in New York City. That's what kind of all the cars look like. The Model T. It kind of looks like a Model T Ford, but it's not. It's a Rolls Royce.
Wow. Fancy.
I know. Tell me about it. Fancy. Hey, Billboard Music Awards last night, too.
Yes.
Won't get too much into the winners and all that. We'll save that for next hour. What's number one from over the weekend, which is brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, of course. but we'll talk about how the show opened up, which was kind of strange. Cold open with Kelly Clarkson. It's not the whole thing, just bits and pieces here.
Before we start tonight's show, there's something I'd like to... This is going to be so hard. There's something I'd like to say about the tragedy Friday at Santa Fe High School. Once again, y'all, we're grieving for more kids that have died for just an absolute no reason at all. Pray for all the victims. We want to pray for their families, but I'm so sick of moment of silence. Like, God, it's not working. I have four children. I cannot imagine getting that phone call or that knock on the door. We need to do better. So people are failing our children. So I want to respect them and honor them. With tonight, y'all, let's, in your community, where you live, your friends, everybody, let's have a moment of action.
A lot of y'alls there. I know she's a Texas girl and all.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, she was talking about what happened Friday, which we didn't really get to talk about it. This is kind of all going down after we got off the air, the shooting at Santa Fe High School right outside of Houston. So, horrible again. What are we at now? I think it's 22 school shootings in, what are we at, 20 weeks or 21 weeks in 2018? So about one a week. Yeah, we're on a great path so far for 2018.
I mean, she's right. Something does need to be done.
Yeah, what can you do? I mean, if something could be done, it would have been done already at this point. You know what I mean? What swift action can be done?
I don't know. If I had the answers to that, I would tell you.
I heard somebody make a good point over the weekend, and I know, listen, it can't go down like this. These kids are 17 years old, sometimes younger, a little bit older, in these school shootings and everything. But at some point, I mean, you can't let them sit and rot in jail for 25 to 50 years. Does that make sense?
What do you mean? The kids that shoot people?
The kids that shoot up schools or anybody that may murder somebody. It doesn't have to necessarily be a school shooting, because you get put on death row. You sit there for however many years before you maybe even get put to death. I'm just saying.
What do you think?
Make it happen maybe a little faster.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Okay? Because yeah. These people know if they commit a crime, especially one as heinous as murder, that they're just going to sit and rot in jail for however many years. They won't be put to death quickly. I don't know. That's
no, I understand.
Just an interesting
saying.
Point I heard.
Yeah,
over the
no,
weekend.
I get that.
But it's crazy that I mean it's the world we live in that I even have to think about.
It's so
that
scary.
Thought. Why do I have to think about that thought?
That was one of the reasons we were hesitant on having kids, because this world is so scary. And when we were in high school, you and I, we never had to worry about anything like that. And now kids, they're terrified to go to school. I would be too. I'm terrified to send my kid to a school.
Yeah, the things coming out about the shooter now too, the 17-year-old Demetrius. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. But anyway, more is coming out about how he targeted some of those victims,
mm-hmm.
and everything else. But shouts and prayers, obviously, for families down there in the Houston, Texas area. So, anyway, there's that for you. Hey, on Friday, we had a poll question up, which was obviously pertaining to that as I try to transition. Now, I can sleep well at night knowing that the majority of all of you are on the Laurel boat. Hashtag Team Laurel.
Yes.
Because after it was all said and done, 58% of you indeed did hear Laurel, which exactly is what that little sound
clip is saying. That was really weirding you out.
42% said Yanni or Yanny is what some of them say it sounded like. I don't know. To each its own. So, hey, starting today, by the way, something very cool. Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg has chosen us right here in Z Country to sort of give you the details and all the clues for the Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge. Here's what's going down every Monday and Friday, starting today up until Friday, July the 13th. There will be a special vehicle somewhere within Tuscarawas County for folks to find, take a picture of it, post it to Sarshon Ford's Facebook page and all that good stuff in order to win this huge, huge prize package for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. By the way, Sarshon Ford, the official car sponsor of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So here's what's going down, Michelle. Today we have a clue for everybody. The clue is, it's where the fresh foods are at in New Philadelphia. It's where the fresh foods are at in New Philadelphia. If you think you know, then that's where the car will be. The gold-plated vehicle for Sarshon. Once you find the vehicle, your job after that, take a selfie with the vehicle. Then, if you just want a picture, if you don't want to put your face in there, just take a picture of the vehicle, whatever you want to do. Find Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg on Facebook. Posted right there on their in their comment section with their big gold plate challenge vehicle post, and that's it. Make sure you tag yourself, tell your friends to like it, and everything else. And then towards the end of July, that's when Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg will pick a winner. By the way, this Hall of Fame package, it includes, I mean, you're going to be treated basically like a Hall of Famer during enshrinement weekend up there in Canton. So more details coming later. Also, if you want the clue, text the word clue to the Weaver Appliance text line and you'll get it. The clue again, which I'll give it throughout the morning, it's where the fresh foods are at in New Philadelphia. Do you have an idea?
I think I know.
Do you?
Mm-hmm, but I don't know.
Don't say it out loud. No, you shouldn't say it out loud. That would have been an epic fail by you, me lady. Anyway, if you guys want more details, text the word clue. Also find us on Facebook and Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg for all the details on the Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge.